Simply stated, the human body is the most advanced and complex organism known to man. The eyes alone are composed of more than 3 million working parts. The nose can smell more than 1 trillion scents and remember up to 50,000 of them. The ears, they never turn off. They work 24/7. And even though they have the smallest bone in the body, they keep the whole body balanced. The mouth is full of taste receptors, but the tongue alone has up to 10,000 of them, helping you to identify what is sweet, sour, salty, or bitter. And in addition to the eyes, nose, ears, and mouth, the body has millions of sensory receptors to distinguish temperatures, pain, pleasure, and it even has emotional and spiritual receptors. The body is simply the most advanced and complex organism known to man. Now, the Bible teaches us that God created our bodies on purpose and for a purpose. Our bodies are supposed to be temples of God's Holy Spirit, and through them we're supposed to honor Him. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and who was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself, for God bought you with a high price, so you must honor God with your body." You see, we were created to either choose to use our bodies for our own purposes, or we can choose voluntarily to use them for the purposes that God created them. And perhaps the word that best describes God's purpose for our bodies in the Bible is the word sanctification. But wait. Before you stop reading, let me tell you what this strongly religious perceived word actually means. Sanctification simply means to dedicate something for God's purposes. You see, you can sanctify your home by dedicating it to God's purposes. You can sanctify your bike. You can sanctify just about anything that you dedicate to God's purposes. To sanctify your body simply means to get it into shape to honor God. Therefore, the question we must ask ourselves every day is, how do I dedicate my body to honoring God? How do I get my eyes, nose, ears, mouth, and all the rest of my body in shape to dedicate them to honoring God?